during the revolution, you can imagine how big I was, that I remember it was a perestroika. You know about the perestroika? We lived, if you had to go to a different village, we had to cross a bridge. And in the middle was the lake, and when they called it a parachod, that the steamboat went through. It was so high that the steamboat could go through, and I think some part they opened. So I heard, you know, it was like when I was born, it was Russia. Then it was Poland. And then the Germans came in. And they said there's a perestroika, so I said, oh, my mother wasn't home. Nobody stopped me. I'll go and see what's going on the Greble. They said on the Greble is the perestroika. That bridge was on the Greble. I got to the Greble, I came, and I saw soldiers laying on the floor dead and horses dead, and I got scared, and I went back home. But what I want to bring up, nobody stopped me or tell me where you're going and not supposed to be on the street. Nobody, everyone was involved in themselves. But, you know, if you have to survive, you survive. That's what I thought. And once I remember I came, my mother was in the village, and I was there too with her. And she gathered a lot of produce, what they gave her. She brought a lot of trinkets, and beads, combs, powder, whatever a girl desires, you know. And Friday, she used to rent a boat and hire a man, and he used to take us home. So we were going home, and we were stopped by a Russian soldier, and he confiscated everything. And I remember like today, my mother said something, she was pleading for something, so he slapped her. And I said something, so he didn't hit me, but he arrested me. And on the Greble was a rabbi, and the Slonim Rov, they called him. You heard about it? The Slonim Rov. The headquarters were in the Slonim Rov. So they took me and my mother to the Slonim Rov. My mother was released right away. Me, they kept, they were talking, and they, what can they do to a child? I must have been 11 or 12 years old. So I figured, why are they talking? I'm gonna sneak out. So I walked out, they probably saw me walking out, but they didn't care. I walked out, and I had a grandmother that she lived far away, not the Zeta Bell, on my mother's side. And I went to my grandmother and I slept there for a while. I slept on the top. They had straw roofs, and the houses were very close, and the roof was one against another. It was like a dent in the middle. So over there it was warm, so I slept over there. Nobody came to look for me until I got tired and I came home.